Want to be smarter? Want to be fitter? Want to be wealthier? Want to be better? This is Infinite Transcendence, where life mastery meets humor and sarcasm with a blunt approach. This is the place where we talk about mastering your life without the usual feel-good aspect. This is the podcast designed for people who want useful tips and information while being entertained. So sit back and enjoy the program.
Hello again and welcome to Infinite Transcendence. This is part two of the creating an unfair advantage for yourself series. And the second part is going to be about why you need an unfair advantage. The first part is about why life isn't fair, or life isn't about fairness, because fairness is subjective. People determine what's fair based on their own subjective beliefs, what they feel they're entitled to, what they feel they deserve, whether they do or not. So this part is about why you want to have that unfair advantage. Because why play fair? If you can stack the odds in your favor, why play fair? If you're not killing anybody, not stealing from anybody, not breaking the law, you should use everything in your advantage, everything that's in your favor, every connection you need to use, and you should, anything you can use. How you look, if you look good and make a good impression, use that. Anything you can use and stack it in your favor to get what you want and make things quicker and easier for you. Because why work hard when you can work smart? Why put that extra work on yourself when you can work in a smarter way? Like if one person, I start a business, there's different ways of advertising, and as you start a business, you find what works best for you. Now, I tried advertising for me that works. I tried advertising for me that doesn't work. Somebody else might try to keep doing the same thing and get worse results. And then they think, well, that's not fair. That guy succeeded and he didn't. Or I didn't, if I'm speaking from that person's perspective. But it was fair because I took the opportunity. I found what worked for me. I put myself out there and made decisions and risks that he wasn't willing to take. So is that unfair? I think it's fair, but people who say it's unfair, if that's the case, make life as unfair for you as possible. I mean, if you're out there, whatever you can do, whatever you can do to get what you want. If you want to go out there, if you approach more, and most guys are scared to approach girls, or vice versa, you like a guy, and most girls don't want to approach a guy because they think it's beneath them, be the person that gets out there and does it. Be the one who's the exception to the rule. Don't be the rule. Be the person who takes everything they can, uses every opportunity they can to get what they want. Use every free resource you can. Use all the help you can get. Use whatever you can. Time is limited. Life is fleeting. You only get to live once. Why not make the most of what you have and use every advantage you can? Because a lot of people don't play. People tend to look out for their own anyways. Most people don't even play by the rules unless it's convenient for them. So, quote unquote, the rules, not like breaking the law. Some people do that too, but people play by whatever rules they feel give them what they want. So you should play by what rules give you what you want. Don't follow the lifestyle that somebody else has set out for them because it's convenient for them. Do what's best for you. Why bring a fist to a gunfight? If somebody else has a gun or somebody else has a fist, bring a knife, bring a gun, whatever you can do, use that. Why disadvantage yourself when it's not necessary? Be pragmatic and work smart. Why put extra burden on yourself because you want to follow the plan of somebody else or you want to worry about people worry about them playing fair? Most people people want to be mediocre and just want to do the bare minimum, or they want to barely use what's around them. Don't be that person. Don't be mediocre. Find ways to get what you want more efficiently and more effectively. Do whatever you can to give yourself that edge over someone else. Because you want to be prepared for what comes ahead in life. You always want to have that advantage. You want to be prepped. You want to be like Batman. Always prepped. Always stacked. Always, you have your gear. You have your tools. You have everything, looking, waiting for you. You have all your items and you have everything there. So if Joker or whoever comes along, or, Superman comes along, you have your kryptonite. Why be the person who's unprepared? Why be the person who is prepared and is always ready for whatever comes your way and be prepared to jump on it and take advantage of it? Don't be the person who's just caught off guard, who's not ready, who's not motivated, who didn't take that chance to get ahead. Don't be that person. Always arm yourself with as many advantages as possible. Always, always, always. Why not do it? Whatever you can do to get yourself ahead that's legal and you're not hurting or killing anybody or anything like that. Nothing like that. And I encourage you to go out and do that kind of stuff. That's stupid. Do that at your own risk. Find whatever you can to get what you want. Arm yourself with the advantages. If something's available, use it. If you can finish something two times faster, finish it two times faster. Don't do it the slow way. Do things the smart way. If you can hire somebody who'll do the work for you really cheaply, if somebody's willing to do the work for you cheaply, you can free up your time. Pay that person cheap. As cheap as you can get it to pay. Pay a person who's going to do a good job. Don't pay a person who's going to do a crappy job, but if they want to work for a lower pay, if they want to work for a pay and you think to yourself, well, I would probably pay it. If I negotiate with somebody and I was willing to pay them $200 and they say they want to do it for $150, hey, I'll do it for $150. I mean, in my own mind, I'm thinking $200. I mean, it's the same way around. If you wanted to work for me and, if you wanted to work for me and I was willing to, if you bid above, if I was willing to pay you, if I said I'll pay you $200, or let's say I told you I was going to pay you $50 an hour and you were expecting $30 an hour, you would turn down the $50 an hour. You'd be stupid. do. That's how you should think. If somebody's willing to do something for me, if you hire somebody, if you go hire a mechanic and you think it's going to be a $1,000 job, he does it for $500 and does a good job, hire him. Why? Don't feel bad. If he chooses that price, use that price. Save your money and put it somewhere else. Life's about making the most of it. Well, a successful life's about making the most of what you can. Take those advantages and give yourself the unfair advantage as much as possible. Be unfair. If it's not illegal, again, make everything unfair. Be the person. Who cares what people think? Get out there and do whatever you can to get what you want. And do it in a smart and pragmatic way. Be unfair. Stack those advantages in your favor and be unfair every step of the way. And don't worry about what the other people think because they weren't willing to do it. Now, what do you think about this part of the series? Let me know what you think. Do you use everything you can to stack it in your favor? Or are you the kind of person who wants to quote-unquote play fair or play by the rules and do what everybody else tells you you should do instead of what you want to do? Let me know what you think. And again, like and subscribe and transcend infinitely. And also, part three is going to be about how to use it. What can you do to give yourself that unfair advantage? So stay tuned for that and transcend infinitely.
Want more? Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment the video and subscribe to the podcast. Want even more? Check out the written article version and subscribe to the Infinite Transcendence website at infinitetranscendence.com for new and interesting quality content. Join now and receive a special gift. Also like our Facebook at Infinite Transcendence and follow us on Twitter at transcend_world. Keep watching and listening. See you next time and transcend infinitely.